Ashke. Long rebound comes out to Enix. She wants to run coast to coast. One on three. Left-hander rolls off the glass. Around the rim and in. And Kinsey Enix continues to score at will here in the first quarter, 17-10.
Tonight, it's a Highway 30 battle as the Kearney Catholic Stars head west to take on the Overton Eagles. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
That's going to be off the mark, no good. Defensive board pulled down by Howe. And he'll give it off to Moore into the front court left side to the wing. Holtmeyer attacks the hoop. Finger roll over the front of the rim and put in. Blake Holtmeyer with six.
It's the first games of 2014 for both programs after competing in their respective holiday tournaments on Monday and Tuesday. It's the Stars and Eagles coming up next. But first, the New Tech's Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Dulac from Overton right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to Overton. Our high school basketball game has just tipped off as Kearney Catholic has missed a layup on the opening tip, and Abby Miller has gotten the rebound here. Doug Duda with you and our producer-engineer Grant Sparks as Beavers gets it inside. Her shot no good. The ball is swatted back out to Miller. It's Overton and Kearney Catholic here on this Friday night, our first games of 2014. As the shot again by Beavers is no good. The rebound brought down by Jewett. The shot was blocked out of there, and the ball is run down by Whitney Colling, and we are underway here with our girls' portion of the area doubleheader. Prasoski, a quick three at the other end. That's off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Shundoff. Makes a nice feed inside, but they'll kick it back outside to Connor. Drives it over to Colling and kicks it back out top. Both teams trying to go with a little man-to-man, then a matchup zone. Connor's runner is no good. Colling gets the rebound, kicks it out for another Prasoski three, and this time it's good. And the first points of the ball game come just over a minute in on the Allie Prasoski three-point bucket. Kinsey Enix brings the ball across the timeline here for Overton as we get things rolling here as Overton goes from left to right, get it inside to Jewett, takes one too many dribbles right by the basket, and it's going to be stolen away by Prasoski. She'll pull up for a three in transition, and she'll hit two in a row. Allie Prasoski with back-to-back threes. And Kearney Catholic leads it 6-0. Overton definitely does not need the Stars to score from the outside. You have a little idea of what Overton needs to improve on after losing in the championship game of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament to Centura out of the Lou Platt Conference. Beavers left elbow, puts up the 15-footer and hits it, and Overton is on the board. Kearney Catholic a perfect 9-0 on the season. They won their own holiday tournament, and for the Overton Eagles, they are now 5-2. As Shundoff has it on the right side of the key, kicks it back up top to Prasoski. Crossover dribble, left side of the lane, pull-up jumper, good. So Prasoski feeling it early here, and she's got all 8 points for the Lady Stars, and they lead it 8-2. For Overton, though, they did lose 61-27 as Centura's defense really shut them down on Tuesday in the final. Kearney Catholic on paper a little bit better than Centura. We'll see if that changes here as Overton gets it inside. Little shot by Addie Fisher won't go. Rebound Squires. Squires goes coast to coast and lays it up and in. So Maddie Squires, the offensive board, or the defensive board, takes it all the way to the offensive end and scores. Now Enix has got a chance as they break the press. Takes it in on Colling, spins it off the glass. Off the rim it will not go. And the rebound by Colling. Kearney Catholic will run 10 players in this ball game, so it won't matter if they get tired or in foul trouble. Overton not near as deep. And on the transition, a foul called, the first of the game on Overton. This will go against Addie Fisher. It'll be her first. And at the line to shoot two will be Maddie Squires. Kearney Catholic is C1 program, Overton D1. They've bounced back and forth. In fact, both of these teams have been in Class C2 in the last handful of years. Kearney Catholic solidifying themselves in C1. Overton's bounced back and forth between the two. First free throw no good by Squires. The second free throw by Maddie is going to be short, and the rebound is swatted into the hands of Beavers, and Madison will bring the ball up the floor. She's taking it all the way down, tries to feed Jewett and overshoots her. Out of bounds it goes. Ben Klein, Chris Maracek, Jim Lang, and our three man officiating crew here this evening as we've got high school basketball on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Overton, Odessa, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Colling brings it into the front court, gives it to Prasoski, who swings it over to Squires. Comes into the lane, tries to force it inside to Shundoff, and Beaver steps in front and makes the steal. First turnover of the game for the Lady Stars. Jewett bringing the ball up the floor. Connor all over her. Saying they finally set a screen, release her inside, try to get it into the hands of Fisher. It goes through her hands and out of bounds, and that'll be turnover number three. Overton looks like they've got the right idea here, and they're getting the ball inside. They're getting some looks. They just are real quick on the shot and haven't been able to convert as of yet. Stars into the front court, leading it 10-2, 8 points from Allie Prasoski, a couple of threes and a deuce. Now Squires to the left elbow, gives it to Colling, swings it back out top. Connor, triple penetration through the double team, lays it up and scores. Tough drive, and Connor just ducked between the posts of Overton and laid it up and in. And with 4:15 to go here in quarter number one, it's 12-2. And now that we're midway through the quarter, here comes the fresh five for Kearney Catholic, and this is what will really test Overton and most teams that can't go 10 deep. The Stars bring in Caitlin Long, Anna Squires, Morgan Studi, Kylie Teal, Michelle Messbarger, all on the floor here for Kearney Catholic. And now you got a fresh starting five in there. Enix is going to fire a three at the other end. It's strong. Long rebound comes out to Studi. Studi looking for an outlet pass, but well defended there by Enix. She'll get Messbarger. Overton working hard here, and a little too much bumping, and Addie Fisher is going to get called for her second personal foul. Coming into the ball game for Overton will be Alex Carlson for Addie Fisher, who got the two fouls. And Kearney Catholic will inbound it at midcourt here. Friday night basketball, not a whole lot of games going out in the area, and we'll update you on some of those, including the GNAC tournament out in Scotts Bluff here in a little bit, as Teal drives, forces it inside. Enix on top of Long. It looks like a little too physical, and there's definitely a height mismatch inside there. And the foul will be called on Enix. That'll be her first. They'll say no shot, and so Kearney Catholic will take it out of the baseline. They'll go vertical along that baseline with their four players. Long breaks out, try to get her backside, and then Squires pops free. Point-blank shot off the glass is good for Anna Squires. 14-2, Kearney Catholic, 3:40 to go here in the first quarter as Enix pushes the ball up the floor, and Teal did not get set on the sideline here, and they'll call her for the blocking foul. First foul on Kylie and the first foul on the Stars. So Overton to throw it in at midcourt, and Jewett will take it back to Enix, the do-everything senior guard here. Working on Messbarger, uses the screen, pulls up from 16 and buries it. Enix, who's already hit for 30 or more points in three games, broke the school scoring record with a 42-point performance earlier this year, gets her first bucket here. And Kearney Catholic at the other end will have their pass deflected out of bounds. We got to see her 33-point performance in overtime against Spalding Academy on Monday night. And then Centura held her in check with just 10 points on Tuesday in the final. And that allowed the Centurions to win the tournament title. Studi, one dribble, takes a shot. Enix comes from behind, blocks the shot, but Kearney Catholic gathers it over to Teal for three. That one is no good. And the rebound comes right back to Teal, who followed her shot and lays it off the glass left side. And in. So Teal with the offensive putback of the Stars, 16-4. This on paper looks like it might be a comfortable practice where both teams will learn a little something and get some playing time. As Jewett gives it to Beavers, she'll fire up the quick shot. It's no good from 12. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. Looks up the floor, but decides to keep it on the dribble. Turns and hands it to Studi, the last player across the timeline, to Teal. The three-pointer on the way. It's in and out, no good. The rebound brought down by Enix. Kinsey will push the ball up the floor here. Kearney Catholic has used 10 girls. Overton has used 6. Enix to the right elbow. Now down low, Jewett. She'll take the shot. No good. Got her own rebound, but the putback will not go. And then a foul going to be called. As grabbing the rebound, Caitlin Long went to the floor. And Jewett's going to be called over the back here for Overton. Her first and the team's fourth. So both teams staying pretty aggressive here early on. As they move up and down the floor with a good pace. Studi into the right-hand corner against the man-to-man defense of Overton. Taking a little risk there as Long gets it in the post. Turns around. Beavers with good defense, and the shot rattles in and out. No good. Rebound brought down by Madison Beavers, and we'll have our first time out of the game Overton will take a 30 with 2:07 to go here in the first quarter of play. Kearney Catholic 16 and Overton 4. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Doug Duda with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, out of the Overton timeout, the Eagles will have the basketball. It will give and go. It's deflected out of her hands by Messbarger, and the Eagles will get it on the baseline. Overton coming up next Tuesday. That's their next game. Then off to Amherst. Maxwell and North Platte St. Pat's come in, and on the inbounds pass, they'll swing it over to Jewett, and Danny's jumper is up and in. So 16-6 Stars. Three different players have now scored for Overton. Studi gets it into the corner to Long. Stars try to spread the floor and then dump it inside. They'll take the open three if it's there, but they're really looking to dump it inside to Squires or to Long as the ball is deflected out of bounds. Don't forget, part of a girls-boys doubleheader. Expect a really competitive boys game. Overton trying to bounce back from back-to-back tight losses over at Ravenna. Squires on a give and go to Teal, left baseline, put it up too strong. It's over the rim and deflected out of bounds by Enix. So the Stars will get another opportunity. They're getting multiple chances right here. Stars basketball with a minute 28 to go in the quarter. They'll lob it all the way to the top of the key to Squires. To the right elbow, they'll go to Long. Into the corner, Studi. One dribble, then back over to Teal. Kylie, couple of dribbles, waits for the cutter back up top. Messbarger takes a look, now drives into the paint. One-hand runner from nine, bounces around and in. Michelle Messbarger with her first bucket of the basketball game, and it's 18-6 Stars with the lead. 1:10 to go here in the first quarter. Enix, who had 16 on her own in the first quarter the other day, trying to get a second bucket here, but the throw into Jewett is deflected and stolen away. Here comes Kearney Catholic. Overton gets back, and a nice job by Beavers to deny the entry pass to Long, and out of bounds it goes. Kearney Catholic's had already plenty of looks at their inbound plays here in the first quarter. Messbarger will lob it back out top to Long, swings it over to Teal and into the corner. Messbarger, her three is up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Michelle Messbarger, the third three of the quarter here for Kearney Catholic, and then the inbounds thrown right to Messbarger, who gets the layup. That looks a little bit like what we saw from Kearney Catholic against St. Pat's the other day, and Messbarger was seven straight. Overton gets the ball across the timeline. Enix has numbers, three on three, and for her, that's numbers. She drives, the shot's no good. Rebound comes down to Messbarger. Baseball pass to the other end. Teal collects it, but her shot won't go. Messbarger gets another rebound, out for three. Studi, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Madison Beavers. Out ahead, Enix takes it to the hoop, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. So back and forth we go. A track meet right here in Kinsey Enix with her second bucket of the ball game. This will be the first free throw attempt for the Eagles. The foul called on Anna Squires. Her first, the team's second. And the free throw by Enix is on the way, and it is good. So 5 points here in the quarter for Enix. And it's 23-9 Stars, 12 seconds to go in the quarter as Messbarger brings it across the timeline with 10, gives it over to Studi on the right wing. Back up top, Teal, long three on the way. It's good. So the threes are raining down. And Overton will not get a shot away before the end of the quarter. And after one, Kearney Catholic, with the help of 4 three-pointers, leads Overton by a score of 26-9. And you're listening to High School Hoops here on Classic Hits.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles. From Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
Welcome back to high school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. As we start the second quarter of play, basketball will belong to the Overton Lady Eagles, trailing 26-9. They'll get it inside to Abby Miller. Her bounce pass, trying to get it down low to Carlson, is punched out of bounds. And the Stars have went back to their original five starters in the basketball game. Connor, Shundoff, Maddie Squires, along with Calling and Prasoski. And Carlson will get the inbound and a quick jumper from the free throw line is up, and it is in. 26-11, Stars with the lead. Calling decides she'll drive in, and Madison Beavers knocked the ball out of her hand, takes it away. Stars' second turnover up to Enix, pulls up from 10, won't go for. Shundoff tips the rebound to herself. Stars out-rebounded Overton 11-8 in the first quarter. And up the floor, Prasoski pull up three. It's off the front of the iron and no good. Colling gets the long rebound. She's already got four to Prasoski down the lane. One-hand runner, no good. And Overton gets the rebound with Madison Beavers. With so many kids rotating in, you can tell that at some points the Stars, if they're open, they're just going to shoot it because they may not get it back. Jewett's 15-footer, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Beavers had it for just a moment, and it ends up in the hands of Maddie Squires. Outlet pass, Prasoski pulls up from 10 and hits another one. Alley with a game-high 10 points, 7 for Messbarger, 5 for Teal. Enix has 5 to lead Overton, and it's 28-11. Kearney Catholic cruising here. Free throw line jumper, Jewett around the rim, and it will not go. Rebound brought down by Maddie Squires. Nice crowd on hand here, especially from the hometown Overton faithful, as Colling hits a three. So it's not just one girl getting hot from the outside, but that's the fifth three from four different players, 31-11. So they either burn you outside or they come out and guard that three and they dump it inside. As a steal is made, and Enix is going to be called for a foul. She was trying to get to the ball at the same time as Prasoski. That's six turnovers for Overton, so it's not like they're just standing there and handing the ball to Kearney Catholic. And in now for the Lady Eagles is Mackenzie Beavers. Beavers, Carlson, along with Enix, Fisher, and Miller on the floor defensively. Stars basketball with Prasoski at the top of the key over to Maddie Squires on the right wing. One dribble doesn't go anywhere. Tries to force it in. The pass a little low. Shundoff comes out and gets it. Back to Squires. Left-hand dribble down the lane. Kicks it into the corner to Connor, who quickly gets rid of it. Squires now brings it back up top. Prasoski, 31-11. Kearney Catholic, 5:50 to go here in the second quarter of play. On Classic Hits 98-9. Working inside. There's the jumper. Shundoff can't get it to go. Fights for her own rebound. But Abby Miller will win the battle this time. That'll be her third. And into the front court comes Kinsey Enox. They try to double team her. She'll throw over the top, and it's picked off by Squires. Baseball pass to Colling, who's unguarded, and she'll lay it up and in. 5 points here for Colling here in the quarter, and Overton is going to take a timeout. A full timeout with 5:25 to go here in the first half of play. Kearney Catholic is warming up. The Stars 33 and Overton 11. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methys Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methys Shelter Insurance, Kearney. We'll be right back.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC. Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Overton ball out of the timeout. Driving right side, not taking the open jumper, though. Abby Miller back out to Enix. She'll swing it over to Carlson. Cast up the 16-footer. That's no good. Off the heel, it comes down to Shundoff. It's ripped out of her hands, taken away, and put it up is Mackenzie Beavers. She'll win the battle. Some would have called a jump ball. It wasn't that time, so Beavers kept battling, and she gets the bucket. 33-13. Stars with the basketball up top. Long three by Prasoski. It's on the way, and it is good. Allie with her third three and 13 points, and the Stars are now 6 of 11. From beyond the arc.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
As we come back to action, you haven't missed anything. Sorry for a little technical glitch there, but it's 38-13. Kearney Catholic in command. Each team has tossed it away here at once. 8, now 9 turnovers for Overton and 3 in the ball game for Kearney Catholic. It is Overton basketball. Stars shooting red hot. They lead at 38-13, and they're not all layups. They've hit 6 threes. They're hitting some jump shots. Enix fires backside. Inside for the layup and scoring is Hattie Fisher, and she'll be fouled. She snuck in behind Long. And Caitlin with her first foul of the basketball game. Chance at a three-point play here for the Eagles. Hattie Fisher's first bucket. This is her first free throw attempt. It's on the way, and it bounces off the front of the rim and in. Making it 38-16. Stars with the lead. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Overton. Game one of tonight's doubleheader. Messbarger, the second five, did check in for Kearney Catholic. Teal in the lane, little five-footer, hit the front of the rim on the way up, and the rebound's going to be grabbed by Addie Fisher, and her pass is going to be knocked away. Comes back over to Overton as it's knocked away. North Platte girls beat Kearney in overtime today in the GNAC semis, 53-50. Hastings won their consolation game over Lexington, 53-41. Ravenna girls beat Arapahoe, 59-34 over at the Holiday Tournament in Pleasanton, and Giltner beat Palmer 50-47 in other girls' action so far today as Overton can't connect at the other end, and out of bounds it goes. So Kearney Catholic will bring it up against the Overton man-to-man. Messbarger working on Fisher. Spin move right side. Looks like we got a hand check foul, and if it's on Fisher, that will be her third with 2:12 to go here in the half, and that's where it's at. Her third and the team's sixth personal foul. Three on Fisher, two on Enix, one on Jewett. Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own bucket. And to throw it in, Teal into the right-hand corner. Squires, they're trying to get Teal free for a three off the screen. She's got it, but decides to drive on Carlson. Back to Anna Squires. Out to Teal on the right wing, left-hand dribble into the paint. Kicks it out of the wing to Studi. 2 minutes to go before the half into Long. She wheels and deals in the paint. Well guarded, shot no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Morgan Studi. Swings it to Squires. She drives and runs right into Beavers. And a blocking foul going to be called on Mackenzie Beavers. That'll be her first, and that brings up a 1-1 here for Anna Squires. First trip to the line. She does have a couple of points in the game. Beavers knew it, too. She was trying to slide over there and help out, and they just collided pretty strong. As the free throw is on the way, and Squires will put it up and in. Don't forget tomorrow, the Nebraska men play at undefeated Ohio State, 11 a.m. on the Breeze, 94.5. Hastings is at Dakota Wesleyan. UNK is at Central Missouri. And Squires will put this free throw up and connect and hit them both, 40-16. Lady Stars with the lead as Enix will bring the ball into the front court here with a 24-point lead. Stops the top of the circle. Beavers tries to get it back to Enix. The Stars now really just double-teaming her. The ball tipped away. Squires gets it up ahead. Messbarger for the uncontested layup, and Michelle is able to convert. She's got nine. 42-16, and Kearney Catholic threatening to go up by 30 here at the half. And with that new 40-point rule, that could come into play in the second half. That's what Overton is fighting for right now. As Enix drives into the lane, she shoved it. She put the shot up from 10 and hit it. Kinsey Enix will have her second attempt at a three-point play tonight. She converted back in the first quarter. She's got 7 of the 18 points. Now for the Stars, we have got Mackenzie Smith, Sarah Oldfather, Jordan Strike coming in. Also into the ball game, Elena Bach. And the free throw is up and good by Enix. Enix will knock that home to get her eighth point of the basketball game, 42-19. Also in for the Stars, Morgan Teal. For Overton, both Mackenzie and Madison Beavers, along with Jewett. Now checking in, Tara Leese. She's on the floor, as is Carlson. As driving in the shot, no good by Oldfather. The ball batted around. Elena Bach tried to put it back up. It wouldn't go. Madison Beavers will get the rebound for Overton. Just under a minute to go here in the first half. Stars on top as the ball's dribbled off a foot and Overton turns it over. Here's Mackenzie Smith up in front of everybody. The layup caught the rim. No good. Rebound Teal. No good. Then Smith gets the rebound and she'll be fouled. So Mackenzie Smith will go to the free throw line and get a chance to shoot two here with 39 seconds to go in the first half. Foul's going to be called on Tara Leese, her first. And Smith will put the free throw on the way, and it's no good. Bouncing around, won't fall. Still a lot of the college kids home, and they are in hand here today to watch their teams play respectfully at Overton and Kearney Catholic as Smith puts up the second free throw, and it is good, making the score 43-19. Kearney Catholic in command right here as they go to the high post. Beavers, Mackenzie to Madison, drives the baseline, and she'll roll it over the rim and in. Second bucket for Madison Beavers. 43-21 with 25 seconds to go here in the half. Stars into the front court. Oldfather makes a move, drives in, had her shot knocked away in there by Beavers, and Kearney Catholic will lose possession of the ball. Overton into the front court with Jewett. 10 seconds to go. As they feed it to the baseline, Carlson attacks, puts the runner up, no good. Offensive rebound, Beavers, no good. Tries again, no good. Comes down to Mackenzie Smith, and that will be the end of the first half of play. With the score, the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars 43, and the Overton Lady Eagles 21. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. This is KKPR-FM. Kearney, Overton, Elm Creek. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront at Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
And welcome back to Overton High School. I want to thank Athletic Director Jay Stair and the entire crew here for their hospitality as we are welcoming you into the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Halftime of our girls' game, it's 43-21. Kearney Catholic with the lead. And coming up next, we've got the boys' basketball game, which should be a good one as Kearney Catholic 4-4 takes on Overton, who sets at 5-2 and are going to try and snap a two-game losing streak after two very competitive games over at the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. And Coach Jay Stair joins us here at halftime. Coach, Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year to you, Doug.
Well, you knew you were going to see some competition, and you told me with Spalding Academy before that game tipped that they might be the best team there despite being in D2 and three very solid basketball teams. And then we found out how Centura had kind of got healthy, and not only did they play well against Ravenna, they played well against you. I know it's rough being 0-2, but every team over there in this holiday tournament was quality.
Yeah, you know, going in there, we knew that didn't matter who we were playing the second game, that it was going to be a pretty difficult contest. We knew that Centura, even though their record is what it was, I think at time when we played them, they were 1-7. You know, they're playing better quality teams than we do night in and night out. And I told the kids, I'm like, you know, they play against you guys every night. You know, it's just a different type of basketball because of the way that they can choose different people and whatnot to play with them. And we knew going in it was going to be a difficult game with them as well as the Spalding team. You know, team-wise, you just hit on it. The team aspect of that, they are a very good team. You know, they don't have guys that just stand out for you and everything. They just played real well together. And going to the Centura game, they executed their plan. You know, Coach Ullman had them in the second half. You know, they were believing. We couldn't get a big enough lead on them, and they stayed in with it, and they just, you know, they executed. They got to the free throw line. Trying to think of the guard's name, number 3, Lemberg, I think.
Yeah, Lemberg. Yeah.
Lemberg, he was definitely the best player that night because he could get to the hole, he'd get to the free throw line. I think he was 11 to 13 from the free throw line, and just, you know, they took it to us. But, you know, hopefully we can learn from it and make us a better team going into the second part of the season here, because obviously tonight we have a better than their record team in Kearney Catholic. Tonight and then going into next week, we got a lot of teams that are very good quality basketball teams. We kind of have a tough stretch here the next couple weeks, so hopefully it'll get us ready to go.
Yeah, those squads include Amherst, undefeated North Platte, St. Pat's, Bertrand, who's undefeated but playing tonight against Ravenna in that holiday tournament, and at the end of the month, a very good Elm Creek team that beat Kearney Catholic. I want to ask you about that. When you see an FKC team that does step up and beat a Lou Platt Conference team, does that give confidence to the rest of the squads that get those kind of matchups?
Oh, I hope so. You know, obviously, if the team's quality enough to see that, you know, you go in there thinking that maybe you got a pretty good chance. You know, you're going to see good basketball between both conferences anyway, but the Lou Platt being a little bit bigger with the schools being bigger and stuff, when you do see the teams from the FKC be able to compete with them, you know, it makes you know that, you know, you might have a pretty good opportunity to knock somebody that might be a little bit better than you off, you know. But, you know, that's why you play the games. You know, you try to schedule these guys. You see Elm Creek doing that. We play a lot of similar opponents throughout the season. And, you know, it's not that we gauge ourselves with them, but, you know, being able to see what they do kind of gets us ready to go for those games.
And through seven games, tell me a little bit about what you think about your team, even though they're coming off back-to-back losses. You did start 5-0 off of a football team that went deep, and so they've beaten Arapahoe, they've beaten Anselmo Myrna, Axtell, who looks pretty good. Tell me what you're looking at right now.
Well, we definitely have experience on our team. We've got eight seniors total on our team, and Four or five of them have played quite a bit of basketball for us throughout the last couple of years. We got a couple juniors that have played quite a bit of basketball for us. And, you know, we definitely are we have good experience when we play these games. And hopefully we can get a little bit better on defense. You know, we going into the holiday tournament, we did okay with some things, but we kind of got away from stuff that we do. Hopefully we can get these guys to believe in themselves and play together, you know, play for each other rather than sometimes we get off tangent a little bit and try to go one-on-one at certain times. And if we can just kind of get shell that up and just play good team basketball, you know, I like the direction that we're going.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time. Look forward to a great game tonight. Thanks for having us.
All right, thank you, Doug.
That's Jay Stair, head coach of the Overton Eagles. The boys game will be coming up next here on Classic Hits. 43-21, our girls game at the half, and we'll look at the numbers right after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney. Crossroads Ford.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Let's take a look at the first half numbers now. Here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, first off, for the Overton Lady Eagles, Danny Jewett, 2 points, two rebounds. Addie Fisher, 3 points and a rebound. Kinsey Enix leads the way with 8 points, a rebound, and a block. Abby Miller has three rebounds. Alex Carlson, 2 points. Madison Beavers, 4 points, seven rebounds and a block. And Mackenzie Beavers, 2 points and two rebounds. 9 points in the first quarter, 12 in the second. At the half, 21 points, 16 rebounds. 3 out of 3 at the free throw line, 0 of 1 from 3-point land, 2 blocks, and 12 turnovers. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, I have Michelle Messbarger with 9 points, 2 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 2 points. Allie Prasoski is the leading scorer with 15 points. Whitney Colling, 5 points, 4 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal, 5 points and a rebound. Elena Bach, 1 rebound. Mackenzie Smith, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Morgan Teal, 1 rebound. Maddie Squires, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Anna Squires, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Kayla Shundoff, 2 rebounds. And Caitlin Long has 1 rebound. 23 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second. At the half, 43 points, 21 rebounds. 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. 6 out of 12 from 3-point land. And 3 turnovers. Kearney Catholic with the lead at the half, 43-21. And you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time at Ravenna Sanitation. They take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And the second half is next.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
With our producer engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Overton High School, ready to start the third quarter, and Overton will get the ball on the alternating possession against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man. Enix brings it out against Colling, goes to the left elbow to Fisher. She tries to make a move and lost the handle on the basketball, and here comes Kearney Catholic the other way. Underneath with a shot quickly is going to be Squires, and we've got a foul called. She'll head to the line and shoot two. And the foul will be on Kinsey Enix. That'll be her third. So Enix and Fisher each have 3 for Kearney Catholic. Nobody had more than 1. And Whitney Colling will go to the line to shoot the two free throws. The first one bounces around, no good. Second free throw coming up here for Colling. And she'll take some time. The lefty puts it up and in. So Colling knocks down the free throw, and checking into the ball game is going to be Carlson, and Enix is out, and that's going to really be rolling the dice here for Overton. We'll see how much pressure the Stars actually put on. They'll give the ball to Jewett. They usually rely on Enix to get the ball up the floor against pressure to Carlson. Carlson got away with a walk, but they'll let that go inside to Jewett. Missed it the first time. Second time, missed it again. And then it's going to be grabbed underneath by Whitney Colling. And here come the Stars to the other end. Underneath they'll go. Now kick it back out. Prasoski for the three, and she's got it. That's her fourth three of the basketball game. She's got 18, and it's 47-21, Lady Stars. 7:10 to go here in the third quarter on Classic Hits as they try to force it inside to Abby Miller. And she got tripped up in there. Foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. That'll be their first foul of the second half. And Overton will get it underneath. They'll get it to the right side now. Jewett's shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Shayla Connor. And up the floor come the Stars. In the left-hand corner, Prasoski to the trailer. Squires, Maddie for three. Off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by Beavers. She's got an outlet pass, but there's nobody to run the floor that time with Fisher, so she'll wait for her teammates. Now I'll try to get it inside to Jewett. The ball will be knocked away and out of bounds. Again, some other scores from earlier today. The Kearney High girls fell in overtime to North Platte 53-50 at the GNAC tournament in Scotts Bluff. Now back to action. Overton gets a 10-footer over here from Fisher. It's no good. Offensive rebound will not go for Alex Carlson. And coming out of there with it will be Maddie Squires with her fourth rebound. Out of hand to Shundoff. Shundoff takes it in for the layup and scores. First bucket for Kayla. And the Stars continue to shoot the ball well, and you're going to do that when you get those layups in transition. Jewett into the front court to Madison Beavers on the left wing. Tries to get it inside to Miller. Turnaround jumper for Addie Fisher, and she'll put it up with the left hand and score. And a timeout will be called here by Kearney Catholic. A 30-second timeout. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance with 6:11 to go in the third quarter. Kearney Catholic 49 and Overton 23.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Back to basketball here at the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. 6 minutes to go and counting here in the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic in command. Coach Rick Petrie wanted to do a little something different, so he calls the timeout. And the Stars trying to run their next play. Turn the basketball over for just the fourth time here this evening. Into the front court with it will be Miller. Swings it over to Beavers. And was the ball tipped? Yeah, they say it will be. And so Overton gets to keep possession of the basketball. Kearney Catholic. Overton will take it out in front of their own bench. 49-23, Stars were hot out of the gate here, jumping out to a 26-9 first quarter lead. Carlson with the ball between the circles, looks left, now bounce pass right side to Jewett against the Stars man-to-man. Over to Beavers. She'll find it back to Danny Jewett, guarded by Shundoff. Now on the screen, the ball will be knocked away on the pass, and a turnover for Overton, number 14. 3-on-1, Kearney Catholic. Squires feeds it underneath to Colling. Colling scores and then ends up on the floor, and there's going to be a foul called on Overton. And it's going to go on Abby Miller. That'll be her first and the team's second. Colling 1 of 2 at the line and now has 8 points in our ball game. And the free throw is on the way, and it is no good. Rebound comes down to Madison Beavers. That's going to be her ninth. And Jewett will bring the ball up the floor. So Coach Chelsea Losey is leaving for the meantime. Quincy Enox on the bench with 3 fouls. Reach-in foul here on Shayla Connor, her first. Stars are not in any kind of foul problem, so they can take a few pokes at it.
And now Mackenzie Beavers comes into the ball game for Overton. And the Eagles will have the ball against the man-to-man, try to trap Carlson up top. She'll find Jewett, swings it over to Mackenzie Beavers, but there was no cutter. Everything was there except the cutter. Kick it out to Carlson. Her shot, no good. Ball goes off of Fisher and out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. More basketball next week, again with Christmas and New Year's falling on a Wednesday. It really kind of changed what the schedules were like. There are not that many games on a Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow, as you would normally see, but a full host tomorrow or next weekend as Squires will fire up three. It rattles out, no good. Danny Jewett will grab her fourth rebound here for the Eagles, and Connor is able to pick her pocket, go to the hoop, and then Jewett will block the shot out of bounds, but it will remain Kearney Catholic basketball. Connor and Prusoski and Maddie Squires, as well as Shundoff and Calling, the five on the floor here for Kearney Catholic. Won't be long till we see the next crew, probably. As Connor underneath her own hoop, she'll go backside. Squire sneaks in there. Tough shot, won't go. Rebound brought down by Beavers, number 10. Madison will hustle the ball into the front court. Doesn't have numbers, so she'll slow it down, and then her pass is deflected by Kayla Shundoff, and Shundoff will get out of there with the ball. She'll dish it to Prusoski, who fires it into the front court to Connor, into the left-hand corner deep there to Calling, who decides to dribble out, come to the lane, then goes with the offhand, and it will not go. Rebound brought down by Jewett. So the scoring has slowed down here just a little bit in the last couple of minutes as Overton brings the ball into the front court. Carlson finds Jewett, fires it back to Beavers, brings it to the high post. The runner is no good. In fact, it almost went over the backboard because she got fouled on the elbow, and the ball shot out of her hand. The foul on Shayla Connor, her second. And two free throws here for Madison Beavers. First trip to the line. Beavers 4 points, but she has pulled down 10 rebounds here this evening for the Lady Eagles, who are 5-2. The free throw no good. Kearney Catholic 9-0. And the next five come in for the Stars. Michelle Masbarger, Morgan Studi, Kylie Teal, Caitlin Long, and Anna Squires. Second free throw, Madison Beavers. That one is good. 5 points now for Madison. 51-24, Kearney Catholic midway through the third quarter here on KKPR-FM. Here's a three, Teal. It's on the way. No good. Long rebound comes out to Masbarger. Masbarger back into the corner to Teal. Starts with a left-hand dribble, then kicks it back out to Long, to Squires, and a crossover on Beavers. Now dishes it back out on the left wing. Dump it into the corner to Masbarger. She'll attack, but is well defended. Overton's defense is not that bad. Kearney Catholic just shooting the ball pretty good. This time Long, baseline from eight, won't go. Jewett gets the rebound, needs some help here. Tries to dribble out of the double team, does. Fires it back over to Carlson, and Carlson will bring it across the timeline here on Masbarger. Good job by Jewett to get out and save the possession there for the Lady Eagles. Jewett working on Teal on the right wing, tries to lob it inside to Mackenzie Beavers. Got it there in traffic, and as she puts it up, she'll draw the foul. Two free throws coming up for Mackenzie. It's also her first trip to the line. She had a bucket back in the first half of play. The foul is on Michelle Masbarger. And the first free throw by Beavers is on the way, and it is no good. As we said, Overton is back in action Tuesday against Gibbon. Kearney Catholic is back in action at home Thursday against Wood River, then at Grand Island Central Catholic next Friday. It'll be a rematch from the boys from the earlier portion of the year as the free throw will not go. Mackenzie misses them both. The rebound brought down by Anna Squires, her third. To Masbarger, drives, draws the double team, gives it to Long, and Long will be fouled. Caitlin will go to the line to shoot two free throws. And Long looking for her first points here of the evening. Caitlin, another one of the freshmen, 6 foot, puts this on the way, and it's short. Foul, by the way, was on Jewett for the Eagles. That'll be her second. Now checking in, Shannon Callahan for Overton. And the second free throw now coming up for the Stars. The new updated rankings coming out next week from both the Lincoln and Omaha papers. So see how much change we've had. Kearney Catholic should be right there as the free throw by Long is up and in. She gets one of two, and it is 52-24, Kearney Catholic. It was 43-21 at halftime, and the ball is stolen away by Masbarger. Masbarger outlet pass to Long, all alone, and scores. So Caitlin with her first bucket, And the Stars now up by 30 with 2:35 to go here in the third quarter of play. And again, Overton should not get too discouraged. They did this to a very good North Platte St. Pat's team on Tuesday. Driving in Beavers. Nice move to the rack. And it won't go. That bounced off the rim five times. And finally, Anna Squires grabs it. Outlet pass, Stars run to Studi. Up ahead, Teal. And Kylie is there. And there's just too much speed on the floor right now for Kearney Catholic for Overton to keep up with. Beavers on the block left side. Takes it inside. Ball got knocked out of her hands. Ends up to Carlson. Her shot no good. Rebound brought down underneath by Callahan. She puts it up, and it's blocked in there by Long. And out of there comes Kearney Catholic. Up ahead to Teal. Skip pass over the top to Messbarger. 13-footer left baseline, no good. Rebound brought down by Jewett. No shot clock needed tonight. And we've got a timeout coming up by Overton. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 1:43 to go here in the third quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 56 and Overton 24.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable, cut the cord, call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Kinsey Enix will re-enter the game here out of the timeout for Overton. They try to find her with the basketball. Over to Jewett. It's through her hands. The ball ends up going out of bounds, and it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. Tara Lease now in for Overton. Lease, Callahan, Enix, Madison Beavers, and Addie Fisher on the floor for Overton. Kearney Catholic with the basketball. In total control here, 56-24. They'll go to 10-0 on the season. Long back out top. Studi's got an open three. She'll fire and hit it. Studi will get into the score column. And the Stars now up 59-24 as Enix brings it across the timeline. Lobs it down to Callahan. Got good space on Squires. And then Anna came back and fouled her. So Shannon will go to line and shoot two. Overton has been held to just one bucket here in the quarter and a free throw. Shannon Callahan looking for her first points here. Second foul on Anna Squires. Fifth of the half. Free throw is up, and it is off the iron. No good. Second free throw coming up here for Callahan. And Shannon fires, and that one is no good. It'll be Kearney Catholic basketball with 1:06 to go here in quarter number three. And again, with the score where it's at, a reminder that Kearney Catholic needs five more points to go up by 40. And with the new rule, that means you would have a continuous running clock and it would stop for nothing but timeouts as Teal tries a three in the corner. The rebound off the miss is brought down by Long out to Studi. She tries a three. It is no good. And then Callahan will grab the loose ball here for Overton. Trying to get out of there. There's Lease. And she eventually falls down and walks with the basketball. Stars were hounding her. She had the baseline. She had nowhere to go. And it comes back over to Kearney Catholic underneath their own hoop. And Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout here with 40 seconds to go in the quarter. We'll keep it right here with the score, 59-24 in favor of the Lady Stars. And remind you that we have got college football going on tonight on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. They'll kick it off just after 7:30 in the Orange Bowl as Ohio State will be taking on Clemson and just about ready to get underway the Cotton Bowl between Missouri and Oklahoma State. Then we've got a full lineup of NFL football tomorrow, Kansas City and Indianapolis at 3:30. Followed by the Saints and Eagles just after 7. Sunday it starts at noon with the Bengals Chargers, followed by the frigid Lambeau Field Packers and 49ers. All four games and every game of the NFL playoffs on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic ball under their own hoop out of the timeout. Couldn't get the three away Studi, so she'll drive and kick it up to Messbarger on the wing to Teal. Crossover dribble. Enix doesn't let her go. Tries to kick it out, and it goes through Studi's hands and out of bounds. Fifth turnover for Kearney Catholic. 30 seconds remain here in the third quarter, and Overton has the ball. Lease dumps it in here to Enix. who hasn't scored in the quarter but hasn't played that much either, and now fighting through a pick, Michelle Meshbarger, going to be called for a foul running over Addie Fisher. That'll be the sixth of the half here on Kearney Catholic and the third, they say, on Meshbarger. Into Enix, trying to find a way off a screen. Good switch by the Stars, so she'll dump it into Beavers. The shot is blocked by Anna Squires. It goes out of bounds and stays with Overton. 18 seconds to go, third quarter. And to throw it in will be Addie Fisher. They'll try and get Enix free at the top of the key off a couple of screens, but Stars fight through it. She'll give it to Lease, left elbow Beavers. Back over to Enix, 11 seconds. Kinsey drives and is fouled on the shot right baseline. So Kinsey knows how to draw the contact when she's in a little bit of trouble. Anna Squires with her third foul. And two free throws now coming up for Enix with 9 seconds to go here in the quarter. And the first one is up and in. Enix now 9 points here in the quarter, or in the game, excuse me. Second free throw coming up on the way, and it is good. So Enix hits them both. She now has 10 points, 59-26. Kearney Catholic, they have 9 seconds to get a good shot away. Meshbarger gives it off to Studi on the left-hand wing, up to Anna Squires, to Teal, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Teal runs, fires it up, no good, and that'll be the end of the third quarter of play. It's Kearney Catholic 59 and Overton 26 here on Classic Hits.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We get the fourth quarter underway. Kearney Catholic basketball after a lot less scoring there in the third quarter. Give and go Teal to long, long drives. Left-hander put it up too strong. It bounces out to Colling. She'll fire it right back up. It's no good, and the ball is deflected out into the hands of Addie Fisher. And here comes Overton to Enix. Enix by one, by two. Spins it off the glass in traffic and scores. She makes it look easy as hard as it is. That's 12 points for Kinsey Enix. 59-28, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Entry pass to Long, deflected, but Caitlin comes to the top of the circle to get it. Over to Teal, her three-pointer, good for Kylie Teal. That is the ninth three of the game for the Stars. 10 points now this evening for Kylie Teal, 62-28. Enix off the screen, fires it down low. Turnaround jumper by Addie Fisher, no good. Kylie Teal with the rebound. Out ahead to Colling. Underneath, open is Prasoski. And Allie will lay it up and in. She's got a game-high 20 points here this evening. She started off with the first 8 of the game. She's hit 4 threes. So 20 for Prasoski, 10 for Kylie Teal, 9 for Michelle Meshbarger, leading Kearney Catholic. Overload Beavers. Backside wide open Fisher, and she put it up too strong. Backside rebound to Prasoski. Allie up the floor. Kicks it in the corner, then back out to Allie. Her three-pointer, no good. And getting the rebound is Addie Fisher. Fisher gets it to Jewett, up to Enix. The original starting five on the floor here in the fourth quarter for Overton. Down 64-28 to the undefeated Stars. In the paint with it is Addie Fisher. Gives it over to Beavers. To Jewett, stops at the free throw line. Back to Beavers. 16-footer is no good. Rebound, Kylie Teal. Dropped it into the hands of Prasoski, and up the floor she comes. 6 minutes to go in our game. Prasoski behind the back once more. Left-hander won't go. Slapped off the glass and into the hands of Danny Jewett, who has 6 boards here in the second half, 8 in the game. Don't forget at the end of the contest, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. So stay with us as they get it down low to Jewett, and a reach-in foul going to be called here on Morgan Studi. That'll be her first, and Overton is in the 1-1. So Danny Jewett will go to the line for the first time with just 2 points. Stars will rotate back in. They've mixed and matched a little bit here, their top 10. So you've got Connor, Maddie Squires, Shundoff, Anna Squires, and Messbarger checking on for the Stars. 1-1 now for Danny Jewett, and the junior puts the front end of the 1-1 up too strong. The long rebound comes to Madison Beavers. She'll put it up, and it looks like Shundoff must have got a piece of it. And we head the other way. Fast break. Messbarger feeds the trailer. That's Connor. I think they're going to call foul here on the Eagles. Did a little hop skip. The foul's on Addie Fisher. That'll be her fourth personal foul. Shayla Connor had one bucket back in the first quarter. That's been it for her tonight. She'll get a chance here to shoot a couple of free throws. And the first one by Shayla. Bounce it around and it's in. 65-28, Kearney Catholic. Second free throw now on the way, and it is good. And that makes it 66-28. Stars now lead it by 38. Overton needs a bucket here. Their goal now is to not let that 40-point rule kick in. Enix takes a 17-footer, no good. Comes right back to her, so the 10-footer, and it won't go. Ball batted around about a third time for Enix, and that one's good. So they kept battling to keep it alive, and Enix now with 14 points. Messbarger into the front court to the right elbow, back out to Shundoff. Top of the key, they get it to Connor. She'll get inside Shundoff. Her shot blocked and taken away by Beavers, but on the outlet pass, it's stolen right back by Anna Squires. On the weak side, here's Connor. They lost where she was, and as she drives, a foul, pretty good whack on the arm there, and Shayla will go right back to the line. And Danny Jewett has picked up her third personal foul. Connor just made a pair of free throws for the Stars. And the first free throw for Shayla will be short this time. Checking in, Alex Carlson for the Overton Lady Eagles. Second free throw on the way. And it is no good. Rebound, though, Maddie Squires got inside and put it up and in. 4 points and five boards here for Maddie. And it's 68-30, Kearney Catholic with 4:45 to go in the basketball game. Enix at the top of the circle. Over on the left wing to Alex Carlson. Back to Enix against the man-to-man. Drives into the double team. Goes to Beavers. Fires it inside on the give and go. And Enix able to put it up while looking back at the hoop. 6 of the quarter and 16 of the game here for Kinsey Enix. Connor drives. Kicks it back out. Ooh, Squires got fouled on the three. And she hit it. Coming off the screen a little late getting there, and Abby Miller tried to stop but slid right in to Maddie Squires, who hits her first three-pointer of the ball game and a chance for the rare four-point play here. And if she makes the free throw, then we will have that continuous clock for the rest of the game as Kearney Catholic will sub in Elena Bach, Sarah Oldfather, Jordan Streit, and Morgan Teal. Waiting to check in is Mackenzie Smith. For the shooter, Maddie Squires. And a free throw now for Squires. Puts it up, and it is in. And there it is. It's 72-32 as Squires hits that free throw. And she's got 6 in the quarter and 8 in the game. So the clock will run the rest of the way, no matter what's happening, unless you get a timeout. Kearney boys fell to Norfolk 68-57. In the GNAC semifinals today, Ravenna beat Arapahoe 76-31. Cambridge over Perkins County 53-31. Lutheran High beat Heartland Lutheran 73-52. Enix will try a three-pointer. Just the second of the game for Overton. No good. Bounces off of an Eagle. And out of bounds it goes. So Kearney boys and girls will both play for third in Scottsbluff tomorrow in the GNAC tournament. Brady girls knock off Eustace Farnham today 50-39. Left elbow, Oldfather with it. Back out top. They'll rotate it to the right elbow here to Elena Bach. Over to Smith, to Teal. Good ball movement here. Back cut. They get it to Smith from Bach. Reverse layup. Almost went in, but it did roll off the rim. And the rebound brought down by Mackenzie Beavers. Into the front court they come. Enix gives it on the right elbow. Driving in. Ball knocked away from Fisher. And the ball will be stolen away. Just the second turnover of the quarter here for Overton as Smith will bring it into the front court to Teal. She's open, so she'll fire the three. It's a little short. Rebound comes out to Enix. It's a long rebound. Kinsey's out ahead of the pack, and her layup, no good. Got her own rebound. No good. Elena Bach actually blocked that shot, They'll kick it back out, and there's another block. There's McKenzie Smith with the block, and finally the Stars have it up ahead to Bach, and the layup is good for Elena Bach. So Elena Bach gets in the score column. Blocked the shot at one end and scores at the other. And a reach-in foul. Here, Overton wastes no time. Doesn't matter. They just get the ball up the floor. So they're getting it up and down the floor here. And a one-and-one will be coming up here for Overton. The foul called on Sarah Oldfather. And at the line will be Addie Fisher. And the free throw is up and in. 6 points now for Addie. 74-33. The boys' game will follow. And we should have that tipped off by about 7:40. Second free throw is good as well. So Fisher hits them both. And Jordan Streit will bring the ball up the floor here for the Lady Stars. Going to go to 10-0. Overton will fall to 5-3. On the block, Oldfather spins towards the lane. Nice move. Switches hands and scores. Sarah Oldfather, another one of these promising freshmen, makes the nice spin move to the hoop, and she's in the varsity scorebook. Between the circles, Enix fires baseline. Open jumper is connected on Addie Fisher, a little seven-footer. And she's got nine now, so the ball falling through the hole the last couple of minutes. Down to Oldfather again, squares herself, off the glass, won't go, got her own rebound, and she is fouled. She was really battling in there against McKenzie Beavers. And after making a bucket, now she's got a chance to add from the free throw line. The foul is the second on McKenzie Beavers. And the free throw by Oldfather is right through there. In now for Overton is Taylor Kaiser. She wears number 22. Also checking in is Shannon Callahan and Diana Arp. Second free throw, Oldfather. That one is short, and the rebound comes down to Callahan, her third. Under a minute to go here in our ball game. 77-36, Kearney Catholic with the lead. Lease gets it down low. Short jumper, Arp, won't go. Offensive rebound by Callahan. Put it up, no good. Jordan Streit will come out of there with the rebound for Kearney Catholic. The Stars with their highest offensive output of the year, bettering the 72 that they had against Sandy Creek. They've been in the 60s virtually every other game. Bach gives it to Streit. Back up top, Oldfather. Sarah drives and kicks it out to Bach. On the left wing, back into Oldfather. In the lane, wide open, there's Teal. Little six-footer bounces out, no good. Callahan will get the rebound. Outlet pass is stolen away. 12 seconds to go. Stars probably got a chance if they want to take one more shot. Oldfather to Smith, just playing catch. Sarah swings it over to Bach. She'll square up from 12. Comes off the iron, no good, and that is the end of the basketball game. So, on paper, Kearney Catholic was supposed to cruise in this one, and they did. But the teams put out the effort tonight, and I still think Overton, as they continue to improve, the teams that they faced here this week, going to make them a force and a chance to do some damage in the Fort Kearney Conference. 77-36, Kearney Catholic. We'll be back and look at the numbers on the Visco Sports postgame show next.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Overton. Again, I want to say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, Athletic Director Jay Stare and the crew, as we're ready for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports, taking care of our area athletes and schools for decades and will continue to do so, wishing you a happy new year as we head into 2014. Here's a look at the final numbers I had of the basketball game for the Overton Lady Eagles. Danny Jewett, 2 points, 8 rebounds and a block. Addie Fisher, 9 points, 3 rebounds.
Kinsey Enix once again leads the Lady Eagles with 16 points. She had 5 rebounds and a block. Abby Miller had 3 rebounds. Alex Carlson, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Madison Beavers, 5 points, a game-high 11 rebounds and 2 blocks. Mackenzie Beavers, 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Shannon Callahan had 5 rebounds. 16 rebounds in the first half, 24 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first half, 5 of 11 in the second half. 3-point shooting, they were 0 of 1 in each half. Turnovers, 12 in the first half and 9 in the second half. Overton had 21 points at halftime. They scored 15 in the second half. And the Lady Eagles finished with 36 points, 40 rebounds. 8 out of 14 at the free throw line. 0 of 2 from 3-point land. 4 block shots and 21 turnovers. Overton will now fall to 5-3 and will host Gibbon on Tuesday. 1 week from tonight, they travel to Amherst. And a week from Saturday on the 11th, they will host Maxwell. We'll look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this on the Bisco Sports postgame show.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas. Whether you're filling your tank, your tummy, or you're in need of a vehicle repair, the place you need to know is Flatwater Food and Automotive in Overton. Flatwater is your one-stop shop for everything you need to keep your trip on schedule, whether it's a road trip or just a trip across town. So come have a coffee, tea, or soda and enjoy the warm, friendly atmosphere you've come to expect from this small-town store located on Highway 30 in Overton. Best of luck, Eagles, from Flatwater Food and Automotive, the other FFA.
Now let's take a look at the final numbers for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars here on the Bisco Sports postgame show. All 15 ladies played, and all 15 either scored or pulled down a rebound in today's ball game. Michelle Messbarger, 9 points all in the first half, 3 rebounds. Shayla Connor, 4 points and a rebound. Jordan Stride had a rebound. Allie Prasoski had a game-high 20 points. She hit 4 three-pointers and had 1 rebound. Whitney Colling had 8 points and 7 rebounds, which actually led the team. Colling standing all of 5-6, leads the team in rebounding. Morgan Studi hit a 3-point bucket for her total. She had 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal, 10 points, 3 rebounds. Elena Bach, 2 points, 1 rebound, 1 block. Mackenzie Smith, 1 point, 2 rebounds, 1 block. Morgan Teal had a rebound. Maddie Squires, 8 points, 5 rebounds. Anna Squires, 4 points, 4 rebounds and a block. Kayla Shundoff, 2 points, 2 rebounds and a block. Sarah Oldfather, 3 points, a rebound. And Caitlin Long had 3 points, 1 rebound, and 1 block. 21 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 6 of 12 in the second half. 3-point shooting, Kearney Catholic was 6 of 12 in the first half, and 4 of 11 in the second half. Turnovers, 3 in the first half and 2 in the second half. 43 points at halftime, 34 more in the second half, and the Lady Stars finish with 77 points, 35 rebounds. 9 out of 18 at the free throw line, 10 of 23 from 3-point land. I had them for 5 block shots and 5 turnovers as Kearney Catholic improves to 10-0 with a 77-36 win against Overton. Up next, the Stars will host Wood River on Thursday and travel to Grand Island Central Catholic 1 week from tonight. And that's the Bisco Sports postgame show. Bisco Sports, taking care of all our areas.